In Parashas Shoftim, we find the mitzvah of appointing a king. Som tasim olav melech, asher yifkar Hashem elokecha. And it goes through the details of appointing a king. So it seems to be a desirable thing to have a king if the Torah is telling us to have a king. On the other hand, we know in Shmuel Aleph, Peraches Pasuk Hey, they ask Shmuel, can we have a king? And Shmuel is not too happy with them. And they explain it's because there's nothing wrong asking for a king, but they wanted a king for the wrong reasons. They wanted it to imitate the non-Jews as opposed to have someone who is going to lead them and inspire them and set them in with the values of the Torah. So therefore, that's how they reconcile. So in general, so there's a machok, it's a discussion in the second parak in the Gemara Sanhedrin. And it seems to be a machok, it's the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes that when the Jews once it was established in its land, they had three mitzvahs: to request a king, to do mechias amalek, to destroy the offsprings of amalek, and to build the Beis Hamikdash. So the Rambam writes, appointing a king is one of the three mitzvahs the Jews have when they enter the land of Israel. First, appoint a king, and that's what some want to bring about. Perhaps the mitzvah of mechias amalek only applies when you have a melech. That's a whole separate discussion. It's a choves hayachid, if it's a personal obligation or not. But from here, some want to bring a right up in the chronological order. First, you need a king, and then you have a mitzvah of mechias amalek. And then amalek represents that God's name is incomplete. So then, once you get destroy amalek, then you can rebuild the temple. So the Rambam clearly states that the mitzvah of appointing a king is a chovah, like other mitzvahs, it's mandatory and obligated. And the Ramban seems to say that it's only a rishus, or other rishonim say it's only a rishus. So what's this nekudas hamachokas here? Whether it's a rishus or chovah, or my nafkamina, what would be the difference besides whether it's a mitzvah if you do it, if you're about to mitzvah or not? So some want to point out that this issue could be relevant to the issue of the Chanukah story. The story, as the Rambam points out, that the Chashvonam took control of the dynasty of the kingship for 200 years, and he calls it a Yeshua. It was a great thing. The Rambam learns the Chashmonaim taking over the dynasty is very good. And the Ramban, on the other hand, says no matter how great they were, the Mesiris Nefesh of the Chashmonaim, but they did a great gut sin, they took over the kingship, and they were punished. Chazal tell us that, I think it was King Herod, he wasn't Jewish, he wanted to marry this Jewish woman, and she jumped off the roof and said, I'm the last of the Chashmonaim. So whoever says they're from the Chashmonaim dynasty, they're either lying or they're phonies. So the Ramban has strong words for the Chashmonaim. Besides, they're not from Malchus Beis David, they're from the Kohanim, separation of church and state, they want separate leadership. So it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, on whether the Chashmonaim did the right thing or not. The Rambam says they sure did. He calls it Yeshua. It's a salvation. And the Ramban calls it terrible. Avera Gedola, and that's why the whole family was wiped out and destroyed. So someone has suggested that perhaps the Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Rambam regarding whether there's a chiv, whether appointing a king as a chova, mandatory or optional, could be connected to this machlokas here, whether the Chashmon did the right thing. As we pointed out, the Rambam Shita is one of the three mitzvahs you have to do when you enter the land is you have to appoint a king. So you don't have it's a chova, as we said. And according to the Ramban, it's only a rishus. So someone will point out as follows. The question is, what happens if you have a time in Jewish history where everyone agrees if you have someone right for the kingship, it'll come from Malchus based of it. But let's say you don't have that option. Let's say someone, the only one fit for a king comes from another Sheva. Is it better to have another king from another Shevet? Or you don't have any king, or is it better not to have any king at all? So the Rambam seems to be, L'shitas, and the Rambam Shita is that you have a chova, you have no choice, you have to appoint a king. Okay, if I have to appoint a king, so here's door number one, door number two, door number three. My first shot is to take from Malchus based David, etc. And then if there's no other option, but I need to appoint a king, and the Torah doesn't say explicitly it has to be. That's called Yosher Sheva Yehuda. That's Yaakov. But the Torah just says, Tom Tosim Olamelach, he has to come be Kerev Achecha. So, therefore, the Rambam with Shitasin, who says, it's a Chova, so then if you have to appoint a king, so then you take the best possible candidate, even though they were from Kohanim, even though they weren't from the right Sheva, nevertheless, that's a tremendous Yeshua. And it was a good thing. And the Ramban says, no. It could be because the Ramban holds it's only a Rishus. So if it's only a Rishus to appoint a king, why get involved in the Bidiyevit situation? Just don't have any king. Like a Dugma, it's not connected, but the same type of idea we have. The Rama writes, by Birkas Kohanim, even though, biblically speaking, it's a mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, but there's a strange minhag in Chutz-Aretz not to do it. So how come? It's not a mitzvah satuyas ba'aretz. Why wouldn't you do it in Chutz-Aretz? The Rama writes that because we're not shari b'simcha. And since we're not shari b'simcha, in Chutz-Aretz we only do it on the Yom Tovim. You mean, so if I'm not shari b'simcha, so why do I wear tefillin? Why do you know Simcha is connected to Birkas Kohanim? No, so the Ramah is saying is, the Ramah agrees, as some of Farshim point out. Really, the chi of a Birkas Kohanim is when you called up Kohanim. So if you called up, you got to go, whether you're B'Simcha, not B'Simcha, if you're in a shul, they call up to Kohanim, you got to go up. But what the Rama is saying is, we specifically don't call up Kohanim when you're in Chutzarts because we know, since you can't do it properly, it's better not to do it at all. So that's kind of the issue, is I guess if you can't have someone from Sheva Yehuda, is it better not to do it at all, or let's move on to plan B. So it could be these two debates could be consistent with their view. The Rambam holds it's mandatory, so if you have no choice, you might as well take some of the next best thing, that's the Chashmonoim. And the Rabban says, no, it's a Rishus. So if it's a Rishus, I don't have to have a king. So if I don't have a king, I'm always going to do it if I'm doing it right, like the Rama writes. And therefore, that's why he finds fault with the Chashmonoim, while the Rambam calls it a Yeshua.